You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. I'm looking forward to today's conversation. We've had this great event on our show in the past, so always enjoy our conversations. But I guess we ought to, before we get into it, just a quick clinky-clinky, celebrate our sixth anniversary of this great show.
Absolutely. So yeah, it's always nice when you can celebrate an anniversary and celebrate a repeat guest. So
it's a great day. It's why we have bubbles.
That's
so
right.
So cheers. Congratulations to you on this great show. And
Thank
it's been
you.
A pleasure to be a part of this with you. So, all right. Well, let's get to our guest. Very excited to welcome Elizabeth Kelly. She is the president of the Sandy Springs Society, which is presenting the 7th annual Elegant Elf Marketplace. Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We're glad to have you, Elizabeth. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you have a big event coming this weekend, so I know you're busy, so grateful for you swinging by. Before we get into the Elegant Elf event, just for our listeners' sake, give us a quick overview of the Sandy Springs Society and the important work that that's doing.
I'd love to do that. We're a unique organization of 310 women who raise money for charities in Sandy Springs, and we do it by having events like the Elegant Elf Marketplace and volunteering to make this kind of event happen. We were founded in 1988, so we're almost 30 years old. And we were founded really before Sandy Springs became a city. Mm-hmm. So the women who founded the organization felt that there would be a need for some groups in Sandy Springs that can help people to receive funds. And that's why they started. We fund organizations that offer programs in the arts, education, heritage, environment, and social services. And we ourselves are a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. Last year, we raised over $206,000.
Wow.
That we gave to charities in Sandy Springs, 22
Wow.
charities. Since our beginning, we have raised over $3.5 million. And of course, like any nonprofit, our goal is to raise more each
Sure.
year.
Sure.
That's why we're very excited about this weekend. The Elegant Elf Marketplace was started in 2011, and we really didn't know whether it would be a success or not, but it was a major success, and each year we add new vendors. We have more and more people coming to the marketplace. It's a gift marketplace mm-hmm. with a holiday theme, and what we like to do while we're also having our vendors sell things is showcase some of the organizations that we fund.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, well, people are shopping for a cause. I, too, shop, unfortunately. But some of the organizations we fund include ones that a lot of people in the Sandy Springs area know, such as the Community Assistance Center, which works with a lot of low-income people. We usually help them upgrade some of their facilities, and this year we gave them $20,000 to help them with food pantry upgrades. A small organization that a lot of people may not know about is one called Mr. Tom's Heart. A gentleman retired a number of years ago, and he said, I have to put more meaning into my retired life. So he started by going to Publix and other places and asking them for goods that were left over, food, et cetera. And he started delivering them to some of these organizations that serve low-income people. And we helped him this year buy a van because he was using his own car that had over 300,000 miles on it to do this.
Wow.
So it's a little bit of everything. I think one of the beauties of what we do is that we are able to work with smaller organizations that wouldn't normally catch the attention of larger corporate foundations mm-hmm. and organized charitable groups. So we really have we've made a difference, and that's what we're all about.
No doubt
about
it.
Sounds like you've made a huge difference, and you're benefiting 22, I think you said, already.
22.
How do you pick and choose? Do they apply, or how does that work?
Well, we actually run a really good competitive grant process. They do apply. We have an online application, and we put that on out in December. We ask them to send us a letter of intent by the end of January, telling us what they might use our mm-hmm. funds for. And we have a philanthropy committee of about 15 women who then each of us goes out and visits at least two organizations and gets to know who they are and what they do. ask them questions. We require a lot of paperwork, unfortunately, but we want to make sure we're doing the right thing.
Yep.
And then we have a series of meetings in which we all present the programs that we saw. And as last year, we had money, the amount of money requested was twice as much as we had available.
Wow.
So that's always a hard choice. We try to make sure that we do touch organizations that work with children, education, environment, because we do have a series of areas we're interested in. So it's a very intense process, very rewarding for the volunteers who do it. In some cases, we're the major funder for some of these little organizations.
Well, we appreciate the important work that you're doing, and I'm sure the people that are benefiting are most grateful. So thank you for that. All right. Well, we're going to go to break now. When we come back, we're going to go deep on the Elegant Elf Marketplace and learn much more about it. So Elizabeth, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Ty Pennington here. Are you shopping for a new home? Then I'm guessing you have a checklist of things you want in that home, right? Make sure guaranteed energy savings and comfort are at the top of that list. And you can do that by making sure your new home is a Right Choice home. Right Choice homes are brought to you by Jackson EMC and come with a 3-year warranty that guarantees heating and cooling costs. Plus, you'll get a lower electric rate that will save you money every month. Do your homework. Visit jacksonemc.com/rightchoice.
All right, we're back with Elizabeth Kelly, the president of the Sandy Springs Society, which is presenting the 7th Annual Elegant Elf Marketplace.
So I feel like this weekend in so many ways is the kickoff to the holiday shopping season, because this is one of my absolute favorite events. But for our listeners who don't know what it is, tell us a little bit about what the Elegant Elf is and what's new and different this year.
Sure, I'd be happy to do that, because it's going to be a great marketplace. We have 85 vendors, and we do, again, interview and select our vendors very carefully, because we want a nice variety of products, whether it's glass, hand-blown glass, or leatherware, or ceramics, etc. It's mostly vendors that do unique work. This year, as I said, we have 85 vendors. We also have several demonstrations that will be done. We have an honorary chair this year, Chef Peter Kaiser, who has been named one of the best chefs by his peers in the culinary industry. And he is the owner of Kaiser Chop House, which is a new restaurant, fairly new to Sandy Springs, really wonderful restaurant. And he is giving us a lot of his time and also his name to
That's
be able
wonderful.
To use. It is. So the vendors this year, about 80% are ones we've had before. We have a pretty steady following. But we have new ones as well, and we'll see things from hand-blown glass to ceramics and steel sculpture, gourmet food, paper goods and stationery. There's some children's vendors. My favorite, I have a 2-year-old grandson, so it's always fun to go and find all these toys that only the grandma can buy. And we also have a lot of beautiful jewelry, which is also another weak spot for me. So my shopping is one for me and one for you.
right.
Take it from there. The demonstrations this year, we're doing several. One is Nothing Bundt Cake. The owner is going to demonstrate all kinds of things that you can do with Bundt Cakes. We are going to have a woman who will be talking about the holiday season from the standpoint of serenity and relaxation as a way to help people who get very stressed out by the holiday season, and we don't want it to be that way. That's one of the reasons the gift marketplace is so popular, is you can do your shopping in a really nice environment. You can eat at our Polar Express Cafe, and you can just take your time and see all kinds of things that you would not see in one place. Mm-hmm. So it's very exciting. We also have he's an author and an artist, Steve Penley, who is going to be signing his new book on Sunday from 2 to 4. And Steve has done beautiful, very vibrant artwork that appears all over the world. And so he will be a real hit. His book is Reagan and the American Ideal. And I haven't read it, but I want to get one to send to some relatives who are big fans of Reagan. So it should be good.
So I think it's important to, save me a copy of that book too. I think it's just important to reemphasize, this isn't a collection of touristy tchotchkes.
No.
This is high-end crafts and gifts, and frankly, I call it art. I mean, so this is serious gifting ideas. I mean, this is really high quality stuff.
It is. It's something that you would not find anywhere else.
Right.
And for most of us, we've been giving gifts to relatives and family forever. And I know my family loves when I tell them I've been shopping at the Elegant Elf. And there's Elegant Elf, and there's some small things too. There's a little organic honey company called Bee Wild.
How cute.
They make the best organic honey. And I always buy that for my neighbors. It's just terrific. And then we've got a woman who comes every year and she does handmade original hats. She makes her own felt and goes out and collects antique buttons and all kinds of very unusual pieces. Beautiful colors. And I'm not a hat wearer, but I have bought four from her over the past 7 years. As I said, the jewelry is always very special. We have a number of people who do fabrics, make their own fabric, and do very unusual wraps and vests and fun things. And we don't leave out the men. We have some fun things for men, some leather goods, outdoor games. There's a vendor who brings in a lot of memorabilia, but it's his style of memorabilia for sports teams, which are always very popular. You can't find his work anywhere else. So there's something for everybody.
That's very cool. What would you say the one don't miss of the new vendors is this year? Anything that comes to mind?
Well, I think we're going to have some, as I said, very unusual jewelry. I'm blocking on the woman's name, but she makes this beautiful jewelry that looks as if it weighs a lot. It's made out of very thin metals that mm-hmm. she bends and crafts, and that is always a big seller. I personally, as I said, I like the children's area. We get very unusual books and things that you can't just go into a store and buy. And I think these days, shopping for children is very mass production mm-hmm. kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And my grandchild deserves the best. Mm-hmm. So I want to get something that is unique to him.
Mm-hmm. There you have it. So is this a one day only or?
It's 2 days. It will be this Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 5 on Saturday and 10 to 5 on Sunday. We're at the Lake Forest Elementary School in Sandy Springs, which is at 5920 Sandy Springs Circle. We'll have off-site parking and shuttles because we want everybody to be able to get there and not have to carry all those packages back. We want them to ride in comfort. We have help from the Rotary Club and others who help us with those kinds of things. And we have, as I said earlier, we have the Polar Express Cafe, which is just for light snacks and desserts and things like that. We have some entertainment by local children's groups, a string quartet, a local ballet group that will do some excerpts from the Nutcracker. So there's something for everybody, and you can come and shop as long as you want.
Should you, with all this amazing product for sale, is it advisable to come early on Saturday to be sure you get the good stuff, or is there some plan to kind of spread out the wealth?
Well, it's all available starting at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, and our vendors, many of whom have been with us before, know the kind of traffic we get, so they plan for lots of sales, and they usually, if they're local, they can always stock up overnight, too. So I don't think you'll miss anything. Although I wouldn't advise anyone to wait until the end of the day on Sunday.
I would think not. All right. Well, Elizabeth, we're about out of time. This sounds like a great event, as it is every year. I know it's Carol's favorite holiday shopping destination. A lot of high-end, great material at decent prices, too. I mean, this is not going to be exorbitantly priced. So great marketplace. So, Elizabeth, one last time, should anyone have any questions on any of this, how to get there, where it's located, some of the vendors that are coming, some of the organizations benefiting, where do they go?
They can go to our website, which is sandyspringssociety.org, and you will get to our homepage, which will show you all kinds of things about the Elegant Elf. You can also call me at 404-259-4131, and I'll be happy to answer any questions and give you directions or whatever you need.
Outstanding. Elizabeth Kelly, president of the Sandy Springs Society, which is presenting the 7th Annual Elegant Elf Marketplace. Elizabeth, thanks for coming on the show, and good luck with this great event.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure was ours. All right, well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of today's guest, Elizabeth Kelly, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for now, but don't worry, we'll see you again tomorrow.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.